Your reaction to tonight's 4-1 win here in Warren Point, David?
It's never an easy place to come. We found it difficult up to a point in the first half. Obviously, going at level terms, you're slightly disappointed. I thought we created more chances in the first half. A few little balls, obviously Blaney made a save, come off the post, but I wanted a more aggressive Linfield team in the second half. I wanted us to come out and be more aggressive in our passing, our tackling, our decisions, our finishing. A wee bit more ruthless, and took a penalty. It was a stonewall penalty, absolute stonewall penalty. You can't tackle like that. And thankfully Lewis took the penalty away, which gives a little bit of a platform then to go on and win the game.
All round, Lewis looked sharp there tonight, didn't he?
He was good. And again, Lewis has come in. He's not really had much of a pre-season, but I think you saw with the runs today, without sort of having sort of the Paul Smiths or the Andy Waterworths, Lewis gave you that run in behind tonight, and the legs and the energy. And I thought he was good tonight. Obviously, the second goal that he scored was a mistake by the goalkeeper, but he's got to be there. He's got to be anticipating that, and thankfully he did. And that was probably the goal that killed the game for us.
And really good crowd here on a Friday night, wasn't it?
Yeah, big crowd. And again, you know, the Linfield fans were right behind the players today. They were expecting, demanding a win tonight. And thankfully, Friday night games, they've been hard work since I've been here. I know they've been hard work long before previous managers. But thankfully, hopefully, we put that a wee bit to bed tonight, and we can have a rest over the weekend and get going, because we have a lot of hard, tough games coming up, and games that we should all look for and relish.
It's always a banana skin type of game down here, isn't it? So it's good to get it out of the way, isn't it?
It is, especially now. You come down now, and no doubt we'll come down further on the season. But, you know, the pitch is small, it's tight, it's narrow. And to be fair to Matthew and, you know, their staff, they came out and had a right go in the first half, which we expected. We knew they would. And I think just in the end, we overpowered them just in the end. Probably 4-1, you know, they'll probably say it was a little bit of an injustice to them.
We definitely upped it in the second half, I thought, didn't we?
We did. We got in, and we had a chat at half time about, as I said before, being more aggressive in our decisions, being more ruthless and clinical. And we created numerous other chances. I thought we had opportunities to pick the right cross, and we didn't quite do that again. But, you know, obviously with Stafford scoring later on, you know, a wee bit of quick thinking from short corner, and again, the game's done by then.
And a fair few blue men on the other team there tonight, wasn't there?
There was, and again, that can be difficult at times, because, you know, the players who have been at Linfield, they understand the circumstances that we're coming down as big favourites to win this game. So players who had probably hoped that their careers and futures would probably lie playing for Linfield, so, you know, they're going to come out and want to prove a point, and to an extent, you know, the four or five lads that day, obviously with McMenamin coming off the bench, they did that, to be fair to them.
That's 2-4-1 wins away from home in a week. Wouldn't it be nice if we could make it a hat-trick at Solitude next Saturday?
I'd take 3 points anyway to come at Solitude. Again, that'll be a difficult game. Cliftonville haven't started the season that well, so probably over the next couple of weeks they're going to be demanding a response to players. And we found out going there at the back end of last season, no matter how good or how poor a form Cliftonville are in, we'll find it difficult next Saturday. But it gives us now an extra day to recover, and we've four away games still to come. So again, thanks to all the fans for their support and their best wishes coming off there tonight.
They're tasty away games coming up, aren't they? Cliftonville, Coleraine, Ballinamallow, Dundee, you know,
Big games and big games that I'm looking forward to, and big games that, you know, the players, to be fair, there was a few of them carrying a wee knocks coming off. Lewis sort of cramped up a bit, and obviously Jamie Quinney, Stafford's got an egg on his head. So you know, it'll be good maybe that we did play the Friday night. Now it gives us an extra day to recover before Monday, before, again, it'll be an important week, but to get our preparation in place for Cliftonville next Saturday.
Well done, David, and all the best for what's a huge game at Solitude next Saturday.
Cheers, Andy.